Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand-name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight, it's a pleasure to welcome into our studios. And when I say into our studios, I'm talking electronically. We are continuing our remote recordings and broadcasting. I'm Mike Maino, sitting in the studio here in Exeter, Rhode Island, and with me tonight from a very safe distance away is the executive director of the Eastern Connecticut Symphony Orchestra. Caleb Bailey is with us. Caleb, nice
to
see you.
Glad to be here. Thank you so much.
It's I say see you because Caleb and I are Skyping, each other, so we can see each other, and although you can't see us, that's probably a good thing because we're both in our pajamas. No, that's not true.
Yeah, we both have a face for radio, right, Mike?
That's correct. During these times, it's a privilege to welcome people in to try to continue somewhat of a normal, quote-unquote, broadcasting schedule, where we bring you various people in the arts on Sunday night to see how they're doing during this very difficult time for arts organizations. But at WCRI, we're trying to do our part to maintain a little normalcy. You would have been on normally about this time of the year, telling us about what's happening with the Eastern Connecticut Symphony Orchestra. But before we do that, let's talk about you a little bit. Where are you? Where are you coming from today?
So I'm at my home studio in Mystic, Connecticut.
Okay, in Mystic, all right. And you look out the window and see the seaport and all that?
Pretty much, yeah. Okay. They're right down the hill from where we live.
Things are well in Mystic?
Yeah, I mean, it's, of course, a lot quieter, except for around walking or running time, and then everyone wants to get out. So, things are definitely slower than usual. It's a little strange to walk down the main drag and to see all the businesses closed and so many parking spots available, but we're hoping a return to normalcy is not too far away.
Well, that'll be a good thing. Bring us up to date a little bit about the orchestra. Tell people that may have missed you the last time you were on the show a little bit about the orchestra, where it meets and the size and so forth.
Sure. So we're a nonprofit orchestra based in Eastern Connecticut, hence Eastern Connecticut Symphony. And we perform primarily at the Guard Arts Center, which is in New London, Connecticut. And typically, we perform about 6 concerts a season at the Guard Arts Center. And of course, that was truncated with COVID-19 this year. So we had to cancel our last 2 concerts, as well as a fundraising gala and a completely free Palm Sunday concert that we were going to do at the Cathedral of St. Patrick's in Norwich. So just like everyone else, we've been monumentally affected by this. And in essence, the last third of our season was completely cut off. So we're struggling to try to do everything we can to adapt and just changing what we can, and sort of our patrons have been there for us and they've been supportive, and we've been transforming what we can into new events and new different kinds of things and virtual events and all that other stuff that people are doing around the country and around the globe.
And if people want to help out, they can do so by going to your website, I'm sure, which is ECTSymphony.com, correct?
Yep, you can go there. You can see some of the videos that our musicians are creating. You could donate if you felt so inclined. We always accept donations, and it helps us to support musicians and our mission. So, we've had a really great season so far, and the clips that I've brought for us to listen to today are actually of the orchestra performing, which is a nice rare treat, since usually we're displaying what's coming up around the bend. This time we're going to play clips from what has happened this season to give you a little flavor of just how good our orchestra is.
Excellent. All right. That is a treat. Like you said, normally we're talking about a program that hasn't happened yet, so obviously there's no recording, but now we'll be able to give everyone a flavor for what the symphony is really like. What are we going to start with?
So we're going to start with two pieces, and this was from our opening concert, the first of which is called Discover the Wild by Grammy-winning composer who's based out of Yukon, Kenneth Fuchs. And it's a beautiful piece. It's rife with Americana. You'll just hear it and think Copland and Bernstein, and you know, it's got that typical American flair. And he said that it was really inspired. It's meant to conjure up images of like a movie. So it's very atmospheric. Tells a story. And then after that, we have Tchaikovsky's Violin Concerto, a clip from the last movement. And this was performed by Ukrainian-American violinist Solomia Ivahiv. And she is a professor at UConn. So this was sort of like a UConn night at the symphony. Mm-hmm. And I think you'll see exactly why our patrons are so crazy about us when you hear these two pieces.
All right. We'll put those back to back and then take a short break after that and be back with more of the Eastern Connecticut Symphony Orchestra.
Thank you. Thank you.
The Eastern Connecticut Symphony Orchestra is the star of tonight's Conducting Conversations, with a treat of having them perform, as you heard in the last segment, live some of their music from last year. Caleb Bailey is here. He is the executive director of the orchestra. I'm Mike Mano, coming to you from Exeter, and Caleb is in beautiful downtown Mystic, Connecticut, and we're remotely looking at each other via Skype and bringing you this music that Caleb has put together. And I asked you in the first segment if the orchestra was continuing to stay in touch, and you said there's some interesting things on your website, and people can also donate on that website if they want to keep those interesting things going.
Correct.
No official plans at this point in time, though, for anything to be your opening season, not September 1st, not October 1st, nothing official, right?
Well, we're about to roll out our 2021 season, which will begin in October, hopefully. All of our fingers and toes are crossed, but our opening concert is October 24th. So we are going to be announcing that shortly, which is why I can talk about it here. But, of course, we don't know what's going to happen. Obviously, this is an uncertain time, and as you and I were talking during the break, we both have events on Block Island that we really hope can go through this summer, and we had a small concert that we were planning for August 19th, so we're still holding out hope that some of those kind of things, and especially outdoor events, might be more feasible. And of course, there's always the possibility that we'll have to start limiting the capacity of our venue in October. So we're preparing for all sorts of different contingencies. You know, if we have all of our subscribers coming on two different nights, then we have to figure out how to seat them and so forth. So it's a pretty big logistical challenge, but, you know, we're just doing our part because I think everyone's really craving music in many ways, and we're finding ways to connect with our audience where we can. And one such example is that we took our Music in the Schools program, which is grant-funded, and transformed it into a Music in the Homes program. So obviously there's no schools for us to visit right now, and it would be unsafe to do so. So what we're doing is having musicians record videos that are educational, aimed at children grades 3 through 5, so that music teachers can implement these into their curriculum and give them some arts education while they're at home. So if you go to our website and you see the landing page, those videos are listed there. Or if you go to our YouTube, which is youtube.com/ECT Symphony, you can see them there as well. So we're hoping to have every group of the orchestra represented too up there pretty soon. And right now I think we have a violin and a bassoon, but we'll be getting more of their comrades to join in. And it's a way for us to take funding that was already allocated to pay musicians and to be able to pay them right now, because they're obviously in possibly the worst spot, where a lot of them piece together employment from many different sources, and we're one of those. So we're trying to find ways to support our people and to really take care of them, and then also just make sure that everyone's quality of life and having the arts in your life is still something that can happen. So that's really important to us.
Yeah, it's amazing when people that might not particularly be involved, you mentioned schools, for example, a lot of people think, oh, teachers get it easy now. They can work from home and they don't have to, you know. People that are not involved have no idea how much more work it is to do, example, right, what we're doing now. It would be a lot easier for you to be here in the studio with me than what we have to do to get this show on the road. But particularly teachers and the schooling and so forth, a lot of work, and kudos out to people like yourselves that are helping to try to make all that work and keeping the arts alive. We were listening in the first segment to some live productions that the Eastern Connecticut Symphony Orchestra was doing. Was this past year?
Yeah, that was our opening concert in October.
And what do you have for us now?
So next up is kind of continuing in the vein of education and valuing music education. We have our instrumental competition winner, Hannah Cho, is performing Brahms Violin Concerto, the third movement. And each year, except for this year, we have an instrumental competition in March. And the winner of that competition gets a cash prize and they get to perform with the orchestra, which is a huge stepping stone in their careers. And she was just so phenomenal. She won hands down. And then we've had to postpone this year's instrumental competition. So that's another thing that we're hoping to be able to reschedule. So we'll hear that clip first. And then after that, we're going to actually jump to February. We didn't have a January concert. So we're going to jump to our February concert, which is February 1st. And we worked with the New London Big Band. But on the first half of that concert, our orchestra did its own big band medley. And that's what we're going to hear is a medley called Here Come the Bands. And I think we'll hear two clips, Moonlight Serenade and Sing, Sing, Sing.
All right, we'll listen to those, then take a short break and be back with more.
Thank you.
Eastern Connecticut Symphony Orchestra, the subject of tonight's Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Caleb Bailey, the executive director of the orchestra, and we've been listening to some great music that they put together this past season and looking forward to, hopefully, a new season starting in the fall, and we'll certainly keep you posted on all that. If you'd like information and or you'd like to help out, please go to ectsymphony.com, and you can see a lot of ways there to keep the music flowing, as they say, right, Caleb?
That's right. Yeah, thank you so much for having me. It's been a wonderful day to chat and to catch up a little bit and to let people know that, you know, our orchestra is doing everything we can to serve the community, even in these difficult times. And we do encourage you to check out our website, especially if you have young ones in your life. Show them our Music in the Homes videos, because our musicians are coming up with some really creative stuff there.
That sounds like a great idea. Well, thank you once again. We're going to go out with a couple more pieces of live recordings, right?
That's right. So we have more from the big band collaboration concert we did with the New London Big Band. And we'll open with a arrangement of Debussy's Arabesque. And then we will close it with the end piece from that night's concert. And this was our principal clarinetist, Kelly O'Connor, performing Artie Shaw's Clarinet Concerto with the New London Big Band.
Excellent. Look forward to seeing you in person next time we do this.
Yeah.
And
thanks for having me. Really appreciate it.
Great to have you. And we'll see you all next time on Conducting Conversations.
Thank you.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.